Hey, my name is Spidey, and welcome to The Haunting, Web of Cinema's podcast dedicated to horror and Halloween. You see, I did it! With me is Fred, and the sexy host of, one of the hosts of that show, Digital Fix, Ethan.
Oh, you know that show, right?
Yeah, you know, it airs once at a blue moon.
Yeah, whenever I feel like it, or when I'm not in police custody.
Disgusting. Aren't you broadcasting from a cell right now?
Yeah, actually. I don't know.
I got one of those collect calls.
Yeah, this is the equivalent of my one phone call. Instead of one phone call, we get one podcast.
One podcast from jail?
Yeah. It's amazing.
Who's your inmate? I heard that his initials are AJ.
Actually, we call him Big Bubba.
Big Bubba?
He's a nice guy, as long as you don't drop the soap. Isn't that right, Big Bubba?
Bitch, why boy, you shut your damn mouth.
That's funny, that impersonation. Because, like, if you listen to last week's, like, the latest episode of Cinematrix, somebody was commenting that their favorite part of just shit in general is when we start doing impersonations of people and actors and celebrities. And apparently I'm really good doing the Macho Man Randy Savage, but I can't do it now. But
Sounds ready.
Exactly. Just listen to it, because like somebody was like, can Pimp Daddy J, the exclusive pimp to Cinematrix, and Spidey being the Macho Man Randy Savage can review any movie, and we picked Drive Angry.
Yeah, at one point, apparently a bunch of people say I do a really mean Christopher Walken, so at one point I was considering doing an entire review show as Christopher Walken, but for some reason I didn't do it.
Your Christopher Walken is pretty good. I remember the last time we did the episode, you were doing him giving the monologue from Pulp Fiction.
Oh yeah, right off the top of my head, and I hadn't seen the movie in like 3 years.
You know, I got this. Put it in my ass.
So I carried this uncomfortable hunk of metal on my ass. 3.5 years. I gotta have more cowbell, baby.
Now be damned if somebody, if some Nazi bastard takes your father's keepsake.
Oh, God bless Quentin.
Oh, yeah. God bless him. So, today we will be talking about personal hauntings. But before that, let's just get on my off topic before we even get on it. So Kevin Smith did something. This is not us sucking up. This is just average. Trust me.
Totally us sucking up, Joel.
No. This is me sucking up to Kevin Smith. Geek has nothing. I'll suck your dick. That's me sucking up to Kevin Smith. Us talking about him and Clerks. That's just part of the average day conversation.
But pretty much.
I saw this thing about Midtown Comics. Midtown Comics is a really popular comic book store in New York. And to which I say, I've been there plenty of times. And he was there. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, no! Because I'm so sick. Like, apparently, every single comic book shop that I've ever been in, somebody famous has been there when I'm not there.
Wasn't Angry Video Game Nerd there one time?
No. All right. Listen, like, I only, the secret stash, right, in Jersey, I got my Evening of Kevin Smith fucking signed. That's one time. But then, like, apparently, like, whenever I'm not around, fucking he's there playing games with Walt Flanagan and shit like that, breaking toilets and stuff. And then every time I am there, he's never there.
Every time you are there, it's Malcolm Ingram and you trust us.
No, none of them. Then, no. 19 years. 19 motherfucking years. There's a video game shop fucking that turned, it was called The Outer Limits and then changed to Digital Press, right? Where I basically lived there. I hung out there with my friends. We bitched, we bought comic books, video games, anime stuff. My best friend's girlfriend fucking works there. I know the inside and outside of that fucking store like the back of my hand. The second I move, the AVGN and the Nostalgia Critic go there and they have a false fight before the real fight. And then AVGN and then...
Oh my god, you've been there?
I've been... Dude, that's 3 minutes away from my house. 3 minutes.
3 minutes? That is a historic internet location right there.
Yes, I know it is. It drove me... like, when I saw that, I was like...
So, one unbelievable. AVGN and the Nostalgia Critic were there.
And then AVGN returned again. I was like, what? Like, my head almost exploded. I was like, I was there last summer! No! I was fuming.
He's like a guy in a beard saying, I was there, damn it, I was there.
Yes, like, I live in a trailer park, I have like a beard and everything.
Did I tell you that one time when I was in that store that had the Angry Video Game Nerd in it?
I fucking live 90 seconds away from the epitome of internet nerddom. Friends who work there. Friends who fucking work there.
Wait, are any of your friends in that video?
You can see my best friend's girlfriend. You can see her in the background walking, because she's one of the clerks at Digital Press.
Oh, that's awesome.
But the rest of my fucking friends... I'm talking almost 20 fucking years! And, like, no. That's the time that they fucking come. The Pokemon...
I'm glad you live near it. There's literally no... Either A, there's no famous internet celebrities who live in Massachusetts. B, no such events have ever taken place in Massachusetts. So, be glad you live in proximity.
The Pokemon Center. I've been in New York. I've been there countless fucking times. Oh my god. We used to spend our weekends going to the Pokemon Center. Right? Nothing ever happens at the Pokemon Center or Nintendo World, right? I've been there, I've played every single Pokemon game, okay? I've been playing them since the beginning. I have Black right now, okay? Diamond comes out, what happens? Oh, the fucking creators and the president of Nintendo fucking go there and they just start signing copies of Diamond and Pearl. And my best friend, his girlfriend, which I've known longer than he has, her brother, again, known them longer, and a bunch of other friends went there. They had pictures, autographed copies of the fucking game. My head exploded. I'm like, what the f- No! It's not fair! And then Midtown Comics, a place I highly know. Kevin Smith decides to go there last week. I was just like, you know what? Just fuck my life. Kill me now!
Dude, you're gonna go... Dude, if you haven't already lost your sanity, this is going to make you completely lose your mind. One day... I am going to open up a newspaper and just read about the New York massacre where you missed another signing with Kevin Smith. No, Kevin Smith and Quentin Tarantino happened to be in the same building, and you happened to miss the signings, and you just went on a murderous rampage.
I don't mind that I missed these events. What gets to me is that I miss them at their specific locations. Places that I've been there for years.
Oh, yeah. Then in that case, Kevin Smith and Quentin Tarantino randomly show up in your house to have a book signing and you're not there.
That would cause me to go on a massacre.
Yeah. I swear, I'm going to read about that one day in the paper.
The only one time where I nailed it was when the Simpsons movie was coming out, and they took 16 locations for 7-Elevens around the United States and turned them into Quickie Marts. And it was this giant event, and I managed to go there. That was it. And it was fucking sweet, dude. I have a can of Duff Beer, Buzz Cola, my fucking itchy.
Dude, I have an old can of Duff Beer. That's when I went to Universal when I was like 8.
That ain't nothing. I got it from the fucking Quickie Mart. And I got issue number one of Radioactive Man. So, I got a bunch of other cool strikes.
The one written by Alan Moore.
You damn right.
That's one of my favorite episodes. I love your run on Radioactive Man. You mean the one where I make him into a wife-beating alcoholic drug addict who's not radioactive?
And Watchmen for kids?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but, Watchmen, Babies, and V for Vacation.
Exactly. So, that's the only one big press event I was able to get to. Every other one, it irks me. Irks me, these fans. Oh my god. I'm literally gonna commit suicide if just, like, literally at my old address, like, it turns out that, like, fucking Sam Raimi decided to buy the house. and now lives there. At that point, you can look at
the
window.
And it makes it a good excuse to go in there.
Mr. Raimi, I can tell you about every secret passageway of this house, and there really are.
Like, at that point, if that happens, you can just look outside your window and fucking see, like, a red beam of light, and then just, like, a white flash. Because that's where I'll combust and just turn into pure energy and explode. But, anyway, fucking, he was talking about the Red State Tour, and it scares me, because while talking about the Red State Tour, and this relates back to horror, because Red State is a horror movie,
I hear a very good one, too.
Oh, yes, I can't wait to see it. Because my thing was, right, like, so Clerks 2 is a masterpiece and a stroke of genius, and then he made Zack and Miri Make a Porno, which wasn't a bad film, but
it's a really good comedy. It's just...
It is.
Compared to other Kevin Smith movies, it's not as good.
But it is, but, like, it's just...
I'll watch anything with Seth Rogen. I don't know. I have a weakness for that guy. Love him.
I like him, too, but my thing is that, like, number one, it looked too much like a Judd Apatow movie and not a Kevin Smith movie. Big problem. Sorry.
No. I like Judd Apatow, too, but...
Yeah, but, I mean...
Kevin Smith.
If I go to see a Kevin Smith movie, I want to see Kevin Smith, not fucking Judd Apatow. Know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's like you didn't pay for what you got. You didn't get what you paid for, right? And
right.
And then just second of all, it's just like Clerks 2 is a really tough act to follow.
Yeah. So like you're gonna have like a bunch of people just comparing it.
But
to Clerks 2.
Cause it's like you can't. It's like fucking. You put out gold and then you throw out copper the next time. It doesn't fucking work, right?
It's not bad, but it doesn't work.
Exactly. But Red State looks like it should have been the successor after Clerks.
Yeah, Red State looks like awesome. The first time I saw the preview, like when I saw the teaser trailer and everything, I was just like,
I'm a man of God.
It doesn't seem like a Kevin Smith movie at all because you know there's like no dialogue in it, so it looks like a straight up horror movie. But then I read that like there's actually it's kind of like a horror comedy. So I'm really pumped to see this.
It just looks good in general. I can't fucking wait.
Yeah, I know.
The thing is, original rumors said that it was a horror comedy, but from everything that's been released so far, it looks like a pure horror film.
Yeah, I know, but I heard that's just because... I heard it's really mostly like a black comedy slash horror movie, but it's just like, you know, A, the plot, it sounds like a straight-up horror movie, and B, like, the trailer, there's like no dialogue in it.
Except
so
for the guy.
Why the trailer would look... Like a straight-up horror movie, but from what I hear, it's a horror comedy, so...
Well, except for the guy narrating through Bible verses.
Yeah,
that's... Because he... I'm a man of God. I believe in God.
Yeah, I hear the guy playing the villain in that movie is fucking awesome, too.
He's the cop from Dusk Till Dawn.
God damn, that's awesome. It's kind of funny, because in Too Fast for 40, that whole... That whole story he tells about from Dusk Till Dawn, how he almost got arrested while watching that movie.
Yeah.
That was great.
So I come in with a bucket of chicken.
Gecko Brothers.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Great.
But anyway, the thing that scared me when he was talking about it was he's just like, yeah, so I'm coming out with him doing the Red State USA tour right now. Then I'm going to do Hit Somebody. And then just like stop. I'm just like, what? Like, my heart almost skipped a beat when he said, "Skull."
I told you about this. He's retiring. Really.
Yeah,
taking it for a long break.
When he said, "Skull." And, like, that's when, it fucking... I opened my closet and then hit a hanger and then the wall fucking, like, flipped over. I was, like, down in my cave. Got, like, a bunch of shotguns and shit like that. Put a bunch of, like, drugs and tranquilizer. We have to make sure that Clerks 2 Clerks 3 comes out in the next 10 years.
Well, he's probably gonna make it. He just wants to wait until he's at least in his mid-40s, because, like...
He is in his mid-fucking-40s. Alright, he will be.
He just turned 40. How is that in his mid-40s?
No, because... No, alright, think about it, right? So,
mid-40s is 45 and 46. Where did you learn math, Joel?
It isn't my best subject, sir. But think about it. Okay, so, it's this film, right? And he's 40. It'll take 3 years before the next film will come out. Alright, which is Hit Somebody, 40, 41, 42, 43, okay? Before it's done, another year, until it's released, it'll be 44. I'd say...
I know, I mean, I'd say, with most Kevin Smith movies, you'd have to finish them up pretty quick. I'd say a year or two before it's released.
No,
given,
think about
it. Depending on, like, when he actually starts filming and everything, I mean...
Clerks 2, 2006. So 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010. It's been 4 years.
Yeah, but think about it.
Cop Out, he didn't make. He directed.
Mallrats. Clerks was 1994, Mallrats was 95. You're out of four. That's exactly 1 year in which he shot, wrote, shot, edited, and released a movie, And then Chasing Amy was released like a year or two after that. And then Dogma, like I think a year after Chasing Amy. I mean, especially with his early movies, he's been known to release movies in like quick succession. It's just recently he's been lazy.
Well, I don't see him releasing anything very quickly.
I'd say it all depends on when hit somebody is actually like filming. Because I'd say year or two tops. He tends to finish up movies pretty quickly.
Well, so. You better not retire before Clerks 3. I would.
Oh no, he says he definitely wants to make it. He says once he's like getting like old and like mid 40s and whatnot, and he wants to make a movie about being his mid 40s, he's gonna go to Dante and Randall. So. I think it's a safe bet that we're gonna see it.
I hope so.
And if not, we have my ripoff movie that I'm making.
Yeah,
well,
what?
Not ripoff, it's that. Well, oh yeah, I remember I was telling this. Me and some friends were writing a script for a comedy that we're gonna be filming soon, and it's a tribute to Clerks.
Oh yeah.
It's like basically the entire movie is like a love letter to Kevin Smith.
What's it called?
Those guys in the hall. It's a really weird plot, but yeah.
When can you expect it to be done?
Well, I'm almost done with the script actually, and I'm an intern at a TV studio at my school, so the guy said I can film like whenever, so it's just a matter of casting like my friends and everything in the right roles, and then after that, it should be filmed pretty quickly. So I'd say next couple months.
Oh.
It should be done.
How long might it be? Is it a short or like a full movie?
Well, originally it was going to be a short film, like 30, 45 minutes. But the way I've been writing it, I can't picture it being under an hour, 15 minutes. So it's pretty much the length of a standard movie now. So.
Interesting. Sweet. Yeah. Well, we'll just have to see when it comes. We'll just have to see when it comes out. But, like I said, my life won't be worth living if there's no Clerks 3.
Oh, God.
That's what you said about The Simpsons being canceled.
My stupid rip-off movie is not consolation for Clerks 3.
The Simpsons, too.
Yeah.
But I know that the Simpsons are an entity far beyond us, sir. They'll never leave. Because as long as society keeps going, The Simpsons will, too.
You're in denial, Joe. Just keep it up, I guess. Whatever.
What?
Don't face the truth, that's okay.
Hey, who's older? Who's older? You or the Simpsons?
We're the same age, actually.
No, you're not.
No. Alright. The truth was
1986 on the Tracy Ullman show.
Aborted little brother, twin brother.
Bullshit. 1986, the Tracy Ullman show.
Aborted brother. He was really born in 1989.
You're talking about syndication. You're not talking about Inception. Because The Simpsons is as old as I am.
Oh, is when somebody gets pregnant, is that Inception too? A month before, when it's born.
People consider it life when it's in the room.
We don't go by that age and number, do we, huh? Mm-mm.
Yes, but you can't fucking compare TV Inception to fucking life Inception.
No, it's pretty much the same.
It's there. It was a show. The family's there. Their world was there. It was fucking there.
Yeah,
dude,
I'm adding
this conversation to my script. I'm gonna write this whole conversation down.
What the Simpsons? I'm older. As long as you somehow mention what was cinema.
Yeah.
Or somehow put writing credit to us or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're full of shit.
One scene in particular. Yeah.
Whatever, dude.
24 years old. They're older than you.
Bitch, whatever.
Tell it to the cleaning lady on Monday.
Right? Tell it to the gay bar behind the speed.
On Monday?
What?
Because you're going to be dust on Monday?
Yep.
And the cleaning lady?
She cleans up dust.
She does. Dust.
I love,
Why Monday?
I love telling it to the kids at work every time like they get pulverized at something.
Yeah.
Better play kick.
Cleaning lady on Monday.
I don't want to play tag.
Both of them are my friends. Both of them my friends get it, but there's one friend of mine didn't get the reference at all because he never read the comics and never watched the movie. So he's like, wait, explain to me this. So I had to spend about a good hour, but good 3 hours explaining him the concept of the cleaning lady.
Really?
And why she will clean him up on Monday.
The kids at my school get it. Like, you know, play dodgeball with us, I'll pulverize you. No, you won't. It's like, I'll beat you, whatever. Tell us the cleaning lady on Monday. What? It's like, you'll be dust by Monday. Like, huh? You'll be pulverized in 2 seconds. I'm going to turn you to dust. And the cleaning lady, she cleans up dust. I'm like, whatever, I'm going to beat you. So, they understand it. I don't know how an adult can.
My friends aren't adults. They're teenagers.
They're what?
My friends aren't adults, dude. They're teenagers.
Touche.
Because that is a...
That is a smart joke, so
I like, yeah.
Okay, still, I was gonna use it as a comeback. My point is that you cannot make fun of an omnipotent cartoon series that has been around this earth older and I mean for a far longer time than you have, sir.
How am I making fun of it?
I mean, okay, whatever. Or you can't tell me that I'm in denial. I won't.
Yes, you are. It's gonna end like everybody knows.
Yes.
You have to accept that.
It will end when the world ends.
I mean, people
that might be
used
a year.
To think Gunsmoke wouldn't end.
I'm pretty sure they were there from the from my beginning, and they'll probably keep on running when I drop dead. So
it's like they get canceled the year you die.
What a way to go.
And the two incidents are related: the Simpsons cancellation and your death.
On my tombstone, it'll. Just like on the bottom, I told Fred.
I told him I'd go down with it.
And I'll be there, I'm 30, I'm like, God damn, he killed himself and the whole crew of The Simpsons. Well, he was right.
And then I'd just be there, told you, fucking New York Massacre.
If Kevin Smith just didn't pass by his, if he passed by his house on the right day. So wait, I die on the same day that The Simpsons get canceled, and my death is a result of Kevin Smith passing by my house at the wrong time.
An unfortunate series of events, kind of like Final Destination.
Oh, you know what conversation you should add in your script too?
What?
Another one that came from this podcast. If you were Spider-Man, afraid of heights and. And had arachnophobia.
Oh, yeah. No, that didn't come from this podcast. That came from one of our Xbox Live conversations.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm afraid of heights and I'm afraid of spiders, so I'd be a horrible Spider-Man.
You know what would be a good one, though? The one we were having a few days ago, saying how Pokemon, you know, mate and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, is Taurus the male version of the cow Pokemon?
Milk
the female
tank.
Version.
Milk Tank and
is Mr. Mime the male version? Is Jinx the female version? Do they fucking stuff?
Actually, I found out what Pikachu's gender is.
What?
It's a guy, right?
No, it's a chick.
No, the one Ash has.
Yeah, dude, it's a chick.
A guy. They say lots of times.
Here's my logic.
Actually, there's even a way to tell by the tail if it's male or female.
Hold on, let me explain
my
logic about this, alright? This is why all Pikachus are chicks. Alright, you see, there was this one convention where they had this giant inflatable Pikachu, and the door inside, and you could go inside this giant inflatable Pikachu.
Okay, come on now. What?
To be in the crotch area. So,
now you're just being silly.
There was a demotivational poster about this that said, "Quick, children, get inside the Pikachu's vagina."
Oh my god.
Hence, all Pikachus are chicks.
I mean, we have like an array of like weird conversations that you could put in Clerks. You think that's bad? Me and Sticky had a conversation once, and like, what? So, people use machines as sex toys. So, what do female Transformers use?
Humans. That'd be funny.
Oh god, that is a question that should never be asked.
Another question is, It's a transformer.
You don't know the thoughts that are going through my head right now.
Actually, I have a good idea.
And if a toaster is a transformer, and you forcibly put Pop-Tarts in it, did you rape it? Violate Transformers? I thought Michael.
Eat a big chocolate Pop Tart and just take it in. That's some of this chocolate, baby.
Yeah. Well, when I put the Pop Tarts in, that's how I make them my prostitute. Because the Pop Tarts symbolize them taking on their new name, Sugar. Or, well, really, their prostitute names are determined by the flavor of Pop-Tarts I put in them. Oh, s'mores. My favorite pop... my favorite prostitute.
Alright.
God, I'm a horrible person.
We're all going to hell, sir.
Yeah, I know.
Perhaps you faster than I am.
Without a doubt.
Because, according to a pun of the dead, you rob graves.
Damn right. And according to Digital Tech, I was arrested for necrophilia for over 2 months.
Came out of left field. I'm just like, God damn. I was like, just when you think it was going to be normal.
It was I was telling the chick that's doing it on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I was just like, notice how the theme changes depending on who does the episodes. And, you know, she's like, how's that? She's like, I thought you guys were delivering the news. I was just like, yeah, but one day it could be very direct and delivering the news, and then the other day it can be very satanic and dirty. And so what? gave her a link to your episode and my episode. She's like, I see. I was like, yes, the tone is very different, isn't it? It's like fucking coming from Rainbow Castle all the way to the crypt. You saw her.
Yes, I did.
A mighty great find, sir. A mighty great find.
Mighty great.
That's why when I saw her, I'm just like, fuck Ethan.
Yeah, that's kind of concerning.
Fuck him! I found a new Irish.
The first thought that came to your head, like, not oh she's pretty. The first thought was oh fuck Ethan.
Quick, send a strike team to take him out. Oh shit! But we know it's the perfect merger. You get your sexiness no matter what you do. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, or Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's just how you want it, female or male. Alright. Giggity giggity.
But we need to protect her from Adam because I saw his comment on her episode. He's gonna kidnap her.
Wait, he made a what?
Yeah,
did you see the comment?
You didn't see.
No!
He said keep this one or something. She's hot.
Please keep her. She is hot.
Where is... I'll kill him. Where is it?
It's in the video. What do you think?
It's in the comment section of the video?
Yes.
Yeah, it's in the comment section of the video.
That dirty son of a bitch, I told him...
Hey, right now, Joe, you gotta do this another time, man.
Motherfucker! I'm going to shove my 9.5 boot up his drunken ass!
We'll have time for boot and ass later. Is this the episode going to submit to sir?
No, we're not gonna submit any episodes of this podcast to sir until... Ethan over here gets the mic. Come on,
I don't know. I think at this point, I think they're just gonna accept it no matter what the crappy audio from my end is. This is too good to pass up.
I bet he did it to piss me off.
I think he did.
Fuck. And I told him not to be a fucking creep.
Joel, she's hot. Let's keep her.
Well, I did tell her that. Before she even posted that episode, I was just like, listen, I was like, we do have an array of personalities on this site. They are all good people. Tried to look past the whole death thing for Ethan. And there's genuine good. I was just like, but I was like, there's a catch. And she's like, what's there's a catch? One of them is not so good.
We're subtle.
And we bring you to Adam.
No, and I was like, and I was like, you know, I was like, he's a good person, kind of. But I was like, the thing is that he's a creep and a pig. I was like, so listen, it's gonna happen. You're gonna get hit on. So just do what every other woman does. Ignore him. Then ignore him. So just, you know, it's like the chicken pox. You're gonna have it happen to you anyway. So just best to combat yourself. I'm giving you the armor. Ignore him. Do not let his EP-ness grow. But the Lady Jigsaw's girlfriends introduced Adam to another... There's a word that I want to use, and it's not promiscuous. What is it? All right, it's a word from the 20s. It's not harlot. What's another word? And it's not tramp.
Scarlet woman.
Is it scarlet that I'm thinking about?
Or is it flapper? I don't know.
No, it's not. I know that it's not harlot.
I was in a play called Flapper. It was fun, and it was about whores.
Well, I don't know, but I know that the definition is like, you know, a woman very low on the totem pole.
So. Yeah, my mom just used to call them scarlet women.
Maybe.
That's why I love Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, but...
Until she broke Ryan Reynolds' heart, that bitch.
It doesn't matter, he's Deadpool. He would just go and decapitate her.
Actually, I was kind of mad at him for marrying Scarlett Johansson. I'm like, goddamn, I like you, but you just married the hottest woman on the planet.
What the, are you one of those people who are just like... Or just like Britney Spears is open. I have a chance.
You never know. I always imagine I'm going to be stuck in the elevator with her.
It's like with me. Yes, finally, Katharine Hepburn is open. Dude, isn't she like 80? I know!
Now I have a chance!
Finally, I can get with a dragon! What the hell's a dragon?
Don't worry. Don't worry, Ethan. Now me and you can go on a double date. I'm dating Jon Chakrabor. So no, she's not dead. On the way, but she's still kicking. Oh, that was disgusting. But basically, her Jigsaw's lady took somebody out of the gutter and threw it to our reviewer out of the gutter, and now they're both together for like, I guess for like 3 months until Adam pays attention to something else. But as long as he leaves my possessions alone, like she's my personal project. I'm
just like how I was your personal project for a bit until you lost interest in me and just let me do.
Yeah,
my
own thing. You don't sound creepy at all, don't you, Joe?
No. There's a difference. That's exactly what Jigsaw said. It's like, what about me? I used to be loved. Like, what the fuck? It's like, you guys all turned into the toys from Toy Story. Play with me. Hey, wait, how could you be shaped and molded and crafted if you never fucking do anything?
I know. I thought that was one of my best qualities.
But for a while now, I've been looking for a female face of web cinema. And she is it. And I will craft her into... She will be the Jessica Chobot of web cinema if I can just keep Adam locked up and away.
Keep the chains on him and put him back in the box.
The man's a tiger.
What?
The man's a tiger. Well, except...
Yeah, it's too much of that tiger blood in him, that's
Charlie
all.
Sheen.
Tiger blood.
Something else is in Charlie Sheen, but that's a different story.
Tiger blood, my ass. I told him on the podcast. So I said, I will spend my financial aid money to kick your fucking ass if I lose her because of you.
And what does he do? He comments on the video and creeps her out.
I should remove that comment, jackass.
Please don't.
Yeah, there's...
No, she's hot! Let's keep her! I just read that. I'm like, Joel is going to murder you.
Fucking ass. Anyway, besides talking about Ass Master Adam, we should
We have to cover ghost stories. I didn't expect the tangent to go for 40 minutes.
Yeah, 40 minutes? 48 minutes?
I have 37.
I have over 9,000! I had to make the joke.
His power level's over 9,000!
Oh, 9,000!
Now you have to have 7 weeks worth of episodes where you're just powering up.
Yeah, I used to smoke weed, I used to have this joke where, like, they'd be like, "Vagina, what's the scouter say about his THC level? It's over 9,000! What 9,000? There's no way he can be that high!"
Oh yeah, that's definitely high.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Man.
Notice how it said vagina instead of Vegeta.
Damn,
I suck.
Oh my god. So I want your input too. I tried asking Fred, but generally if you ask Fred something, it's pretty much like a yes or a no. So for this year's 31 Nights of Fright, I want to do a theme that's the history of horror films, starting all the way from the Chamber of Dr. Caligari to whatever's released this year. Now, have you seen Cinemassacre's Monster Madness?
Yes, dude. I watch that special like every fucking year. I love it.
Yes.
One of my favorite things on Cinemassacre.
Oh, well, you know, ignore the 31 Nights of Fright. You know, you fuck you too, Ethan. I'm joking.
Yeah. Like, 31 Nights of Fright? Who watches that shit?
But basically, the first year he covered monster movies, right? That's what I want to do. I want to do, like, I want to chronicle monster, just fucking horror. For all, just, like, but in between, like, every, like, 5 episodes or so, between, like, 5 or 7... have, like, you know, everybody's individual videos, like, you know, yours, Fred's, RL's, Jigsaw's, blah, blah, blah. But then, like, the rest of the videos will all continue the chronicling of horror.
Alright.
That is. Yay, nay, hey, hooray.
Awesome. Hooray, yes, that would be amazing.
Maybe
we
could
do that.
Maybe we could do different staff members doing the dialogue as well. Because me and Fred actually helped me when, I think it was like 4 parts where I was doing the history of zombie culture, and Fred did like 2 parts.
Yeah.
So, maybe. But that's my intention. Now if I could only decide what costume I want to do.
Yeah.
There are no more anime characters I can think of that I'll fit the bill for.
Then do a horror movie character.
Maybe instead this year you don't use a costume and we finally get to see your face.
Hey. I've been maskless before. When I was a Joker, I didn't have a mask.
No, that's paint, though. So that's
there's a
else.
Picture of you without a mask that I'm not aware of?
No. Not a picture, but like in... when did Dark Knight came out? 31 Nights of Fright, 2000.
He did a video, but he had the Joker's face paint on.
Yeah, because I have never seen your face, and I've made it
life. You can barely tell anything. You just see the fucking Joker's face, and that's it. It's so distracting. You can't tell any detail of his face.
I did a good job.
Yeah.
But
yeah, like, literally, when I first started watching your videos, I'm like, so the mask is his little thing, huh? Doesn't want to show his face. All right. Well, adding that to
go,
my
dude. Just list. Go to Dominican. Any person there, and you pretty much seen Spidey.
Oh, you funny. No, just don't even bother trying, cause like. When I shoot stuff, I even watch out for reflections. So, and you would be the first one who's trying to look for shit. Like, if you look
yeah,
at...
Yeah, I know. Like, is there a damn mirror?
No, seriously. Like, fucking...
You ain't the last person who's gonna try this.
Oh, yeah. No, because, like, I had... Like, if you look at my Christmas swag or my unboxing of Pokemon Black, right? You see that I hold, like, things that are shiny, I hold them in a particular way. Like, away. So they don't reflect on me, because then you see me, right? And then, like, somebody was commenting, it's like, damn it! He's like, I can see the background, but I can't see you. I was like, motherfucker, I was like, what do you think, I'm not aware of the reflection?
Yeah, when you were, like, in that whole, like, unboxing thing, when you're showing, you know, the precious little box set and everything, when you were pulling out Inception, I was trying to look for your reflection on the DVD case.
You know, you're the second person to say that, right? You know what's funny?
during my, that wasn't the first time I recorded it, that was the second time. During my first recording, right, as I finished it and I was looking through it, right, because I always look through it, and I saw my reflection in the fucking Inception case, I was like, fuck, I was like, I gotta go record it again. But no, no, sir, you won't fucking, They
And then sometimes I scan your Facebook to see if someone tagged a photo of you.
Dude, that's not my Facebook. I don't...
It kind of is, but it's not his at the same time. It's like a bastard child of his.
Like that's RL. No, let's see. That's Web of Cinemas, Facebook, totally operated.
Bastard child.
Totally
bastard
operated child. By RL King. I have nothing to do with it. For some reason.
There's a Joel Torero on Facebook I'm friends with, and the profile picture is the Web of Cinema logo, like your profile pic and everything.
Yeah, the web, but I'm never there. How often do you see that thing log on? I don't know what's going on there.
You never logged on, yeah, but I'm hoping that one of your friends will tag a photo of you, so I keep scanning it.
No, all the friends are pretty much from Web of Cinema, so it's not like one of his real, personal friend or nothing.
No. I have my personal friends on my MySpace, but I haven't logged into my MySpace in like 3 fucking years. I don't even remember
what my... Yes, that is my mission tonight. I'm getting to your MySpace now.
Good luck. I had set it on private when I had done it, but not even not even my MySpace has my picture on it, but my friends are there. Now, if my fucking friends somehow, like, have a picture from fucking high school and they decided to just randomly upload it, well, then I'd be completely fucked, but I'm pretty sure that they don't.
I will scan your friends list and see.
I'm trying to confirm the rumor, man. No. Two videos where I don't have the mask. And that's the fucking, in 31 Nights of Fright, 2008, because I was the Joker, so I had no mask. And in the Right to Uncensor, I make fun of Leave It to Beaver, and I don't have a mask, but I use the perspective of, what is it? Is it Charlie Brown? Yeah, I use the Charlie Brown perspective. So you only partially see, like, the back of my head.
Well, then I can take a picture of that, do a forensic scan on it, and see how many people there are who have the same back of that head.
30 years from now, when science allows you to do that, you'll finally be able to pull it off. No.
Yes, I found out what he looks like. You know, it's been 30 years. You guys just drove to New York.
No, it's been
this high.
Jason, Adam is just like, dude, he was nominated for an Oscar. It looks like he was giving the speech. Could have seen him there.
He'd be wearing the mask again. Why the fuck would he wear a mask?
He's giving an Oscar speech.
Don't argue with logic with me, you drunk.
And then you smack him.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, we were definitely supposed to tell ghost stories.
Yeah, I was
about to say. All right. I'll start with, wow, we've terribly, terribly. Sometimes I think we should just change the name of the show.
Just the random conversations of three morally deprived men who sometimes talk about ghosts.
sometimes I think maybe we should just call it Tales Beyond the Mask or something. But I don't know. All right, so I think I got one of like weird personal stuff. I don't think I told it. Back in my other, before this apartment and the other one, my grandmother used to, like, go to church, like, 3 times a week or something. Like, I think it was, like, on Wednesdays, right? So, I would come home, like, at 4, right? And then, like, around 7, she would leave, and then she wouldn't return till, like, maybe 12:30, 1 o'clock, something like that, right? And, my door is always closed. Always. It's just a thing I have, right? So, you know, came home at 4, right? 7 o'clock, she left, whatever. On the computer, editing, on Xbox Live, doing all that bullshit, right? The floors were wooden, right? So you could hear anything. I mean, fucking, Salem, my cat is not even 10 pounds, and you can hear her. So that's, and it's not like these floors weren't shitty or anything, but it's fucking wood. It's just like, it's not possible for you to fucking, you know, ninja walk through the thing, right? So you can hear anything. So it's
so
like,
you can't break into your house.
Exactly. So it's like 10? Yeah, it's like 10 or 9:30, something like that, right? And I hear the door opening, right? I didn't note that there's nobody home, right? I mean, nobody in the apartment. 4 people to each building, right? Nobody in my building except for me, right? I hear the door open, right? And then I hear it close, right? And I hear footsteps walking, right? And, like, I could hear it in the center of the hallway, right? Leading into the direction of my grandma's room and my room and the bathroom, right? And then, like, I hear shuffling, right? Pass right by my door into the bathroom, right? Walk right back to the center of the hallway. And then walk right out to the living room. And then I could hear the keys, the door open, and the door close, right? I was like, oh, all right. My grandmother must have forgot something, or her friend must have forgot something, or they were in the area, so they went to go get something, right? I was like, whatever. I was like, but I found it kind of strange that, like, she didn't, like, you know, open the door. Because, like, she'll open my door and be like, you know, I'm home, and then I close the door, and then, like, go wherever she was, right? But also, maybe she was just tired, right? It's like, rarely it'll happen. Like, she's tired, and she'll just go to bed, right? So I'm like, whatever. Get on Xbox Live, start playing, right? 12 o'clock comes, right? Hear the door, right? Door opens. Hear the footsteps and everything. And my door opens, right? And my grandmother comes in. She's like, hey, I'm finally home, right? And I was like, yeah, I know. I was like, I heard you earlier when you came to drop something off, right? And, like, she's walking back to her room, and she's like, I just came home. I was like, what? And so I, like, stood up, right? Like, left my controller and everything. I went up. Went to her room, right? I was like, no. I was like, you came to drop something off, like, around 9:30. I was like, I heard you. I was like, I heard the door and everything, and you came in. It's like, you dropped your stuff. I was like, you went by the bathroom. I was like, I didn't hear the light or the water or anything, right? I didn't come out of my room, so I didn't check anything, right? And you left. And she, you know, she said, she's just like, I haven't gone here at all. It's like, we went to church, and I just came back. I haven't been here at all. Like, my fucking eyes grew big and shit. Like, my jaw hit the ground and stuff. I was like, you haven't been in this apartment, or you didn't return. She's like, no. She's like, are you all right? I was like, that's when I freaked the fuck out, right? And I started running towards the window, right? Not a single car that anybody owns in this apartment. I was the only one there, right? So I fucking checked the locks and shit like that. It's open. I run all the way to the back of the apartment, and fucking doors are locked. All the windows are fine. I'm, like, frantically moving around. I was like, I fucking heard it. I was like, I heard the footsteps, right? And she's like, what's wrong? I was like, listen, man. I was like, 9:30. I was like, I heard somebody walking clear as fucking day. She's like, you sure you didn't hear anybody downstairs? I was like, no. I was like, I heard it. I heard the heavy footsteps. I was like, and even without the footsteps, I heard the door. I was like, and if you don't want to believe that, I heard the fucking keys. Twice I heard the keys. And I heard somebody in the center of the hallway go right past my door. She's just like, nobody's here. You're the only one here. I was like, well, I wasn't the only one here an hour and a half ago. And never since has an event like that specifically ever repeated, but I didn't sleep well that night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking creepy.
I watched a shit ton of TV and Netflix. I couldn't fall asleep.
When I was, like, a little kid, like, I'm saying really little, I'm saying maybe this would have been summer of 99, so I would have been around 5 at this point. Alright. So, we had this old house, right, and, this is, like, when we, you know, first, like, came to Massachusetts and everything. We had this old house, it was, like, this old schoolhouse and shit, and, like, this really historic building in our town, and, like, apparently, like, the building had been built, like, I think, late 1700s, so, you know, it's all this crap, and, we ended up, renovating it, but beforehand, shit went down in that house. I used to see shit as a kid, like, this is why I always get annoyed when there are skeptics, you know, when it comes to, like, paranormal, because I used to see shit when I was a kid. There was this room that my mom always used to bring me, like, to, you know, change diapers and everything. And, I remember this clearly. This would have been 97. So I would have been around 3. This is, like, my earliest memory. I remember my mom changing my diapers. I look over, and there's this, like, tall woman standing in the doorway. You know, like, old, like, I'd say 1800-style clothing. You know, like, Victorian. And this is one of the reasons why everything about the Victorian era, like, the 1800s, creeps the fuck out of me. I don't know why, but I think it's because of this, right? Pale face, like white face, you know, hair tied up in bun, creepy as shit. And that's just like a memory that's always stuck with me. Just that scared the fuck out of me. When I was around 4, so this would have been 98. Yeah, 1998. You know, this is like the last year that I actually had a crib, right? And I woke up. I used to wake up in the middle of the night all the time. But this one time that I remember specifically, I woke up and seeing like 4 different like white faces just staring at me. Couldn't see the rest of my eyes, just like these white faces. They weren't doing anything, weren't saying anything, they were just staring, and I fucking terrified, blinked, and you know, like I closed my eyes, went under the covers, popped my head out like a half hour later, they were gone. And then there's this recurring thing, lasted from when I was 3 to when I was 5, so 97 to 99. I kept seeing this little girl, like, blonde, I remember it clearly, like, blue dress, light blue dress, blonde hair, kind of looked like a female version of me, actually, well, except with blonde hair and shit, and she, at the time, I just thought of her as, like, an imaginary friend, but, like, I would actually fucking see her, like, this wasn't in my head, and I just used to play with her all the time, talk to her, all this shit, and, we ended up, I think, summer of 99, when I was about 5 years old, we renovated the, house. After that, all the stuff stopped. Never had one instance of this ever happening again in my life. Yeah.
Oh. And never happened again?
Never happened again. Yeah, never did. We ended up having to move out around 05 to, like, a different house that now we're, like, renting for a bit. Now we bought a new house and everything. But there was this first house that we're renting out in, all in the same town and everything. Nothing in particular happened. There's just, like, a bad mojo about that house. So I always had a feeling it was haunted. I don't know, like...
My first house in Jersey is, like... ooh, it was that one to the extreme, dude. That shit was the fucking Amityville Horror, man.
Really? Creepier than my first house?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah! Because fucking... Like, alright. Like, I remember...
that house is the reason why the Victorian era creeps me out.
Yeah, because this one was Victorian era as well, okay? And till this day, like, I still sometimes think about it. It always gets to me why those people were selling that house, right? Like the only thing that I could, like, maybe guess, like, logically, is that they couldn't pay for it anymore, right? But we moved in there, like, the early 90s. I was like, there was no financial crisis, right? Could it be a possibility? Yeah, sure, I guess. But, like, these people didn't fucking look desperate or shit like that. Looks can be deceiving. Who knows? That's just a theory of mine. But, like, if they had money, I don't see why they had moved, right? It always bothered me because it was three with one expecting, right? So it was the mother, the father, the son, and then they were having a daughter, right? So it was, like, 4. This house has 3 fucking floors and 7 rooms. I was just like, I don't see how the fuck, you know, there was plenty of space, beyond space. Right? And I'm just like, 3 fucking years. It was a big fucking house, right? So I'm just like, I don't get it, right? I don't, right? And when we went there, right, to, I guess, make the final deal on this shit, right? It was very, it struck me as strange, right? And I was trying to tell my mom, but my mom was ignoring it because, like, you know, she wears the pants, so she was paying attention to different things, right? And my grandmother was there, right? And I told my grandmother, this was when I was a kid, right, that it just felt strangely really, really cold, right? Because people are moving. Nothing is turned on in this fucking house, right? And it's the summer. It's like 99 outside, but it's fucking freezing. And we weren't in the basement. We were in the middle floor, right? And it was cold as a mother in there. Right? And my grandmother...
Nothing was turned on, like no AC or anything?
There was no power in the house. They were moving.
Damn.
There was nothing. There was no electricity. There was diddly squat jack shit. Nothing was turned on. Nothing. So, like, fucking... But it was cold. Even despite the fact that it was summer. And we even had windows. I mean, the door was open. And, like, some of the windows were open. Yet it was fucking freezing. Right? And my grandmother had noticed it, too. And it was fucking cold. And just so many strange things after that. Like, I lived in the house for a very long time. It's like, I like it because of the fact that it was creepy, but sometimes it was a little too fucking creepy, right? Yeah. Like, my friends would pass by and they'd be scared of it, and I'd be like, fucking cool, ain't it, right? But then, like, moments where I was alone, I'm like, oh, maybe I'll take it back. Because, okay, you never felt like you were alone. Never. Never. That is 17 years. Never have I felt alone in that house. Not once. Okay? You always had the sense that you were feel like you were being watched. Okay? Every time I climbed up a staircase, fucking the hairs on the back of my neck would just, like, stand up. You know, you get the feeling if somebody's behind you really close?
Oh, yeah. Fucking hate that.
That's what I got.
That used to happen all the time in that second house I told you about that we had.
Yeah, that happened every single fucking time I was going up or down any stairs. It bothered me to the point where I just... Every time I went through stairs, right, in that house, I literally skipped stairs. Like, I jumped most of the staircase up and down because I didn't want to be there. Yeah, because it was a... It was a disturbing feeling. Through my peripheral...
Like my new house doesn't have any stairs.
Through my peripheral vision, I always saw black stuff just, like, passing by really fast. Like if you take your hand in front of you and you start moving it back and forth really fast and you get like a blur motion, right? That's what it looked like through my peripheral vision. Always seeing, specifically when I was heading upstairs to the attic, because my room was in the attic, right? Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. Yeah.
Of all the fucking places.
I mean, every room was creepy, but like the fuck. Actually, it wasn't that bad when you think about it, because in all essence, the really, really scariest fucking room in that house was the living room in the center floor. Because, okay, this is how it works, right? So, you come in, right, from the front, right? You go in, directly in front of you is the staircase to the basement, right? To your left, you go to the kitchen and dining room area, right? If you go to the left and then you go to the right, you're going to be in a circle pattern in a hallway. You're going to be in the center of the hallway. Starting from the left, there's a bathroom. Then you keep going to the left. So we're going counterclockwise. There's the guest room. Right now, bathroom has a door. Guest room has a door. Then there's the living room. The living room doesn't have a door. It's just a fucking a giant opening, right? And then there's my parents' room. Then there's the door. That leads to the staircase that goes upstairs to the living room, right? The thing is, now, when you get into the center of this, right? Like, there's a light, right? That you can hit, right? Well, there's two. One for the upstairs, and then one for where you are at, right? Now, when you walk into every single room, except for the living room, you have the light right there. Bam! Turn it on, right? Not the living room, sir. No. The light of the living room is all the way on the end, right? So... You have to walk.
Is that your Goosebumps voice?
What?
Is that your Goosebumps voice?
Now, listen to me doing a reading of The Raven. That's my Goosebumps voice. Fucking all the way at the end. Right? It doesn't know justice, me telling it. But you would have to fucking see it, right? Because basically, get that creepy feeling that somebody's behind you with the whole neck thing, right? And that you don't feel alone. And then go into that fucking hallway at night. Or when it's dark enough, you can't see shit. It's pitch black. You have to walk in there alone, right? And you won't get to a light until you get all the way to the end. Oh my god, it was one of the most mortifying experiences of my childhood. Fucking hated that living room. Like,
it's kind of fun.
What?
I was about to say, it's kind of funny because this, well, my second house wasn't this X extreme, but...
I didn't even get to the voices or the fucking sounds and shit, but...
Oh god, go on, I want to hear more of this.
Oh yeah, no!
My second house doesn't compare to shit to this.
Oh no, you would hear voices, you would hear sounds, shit would move, it would disappear all on its own. My friends would get scared too. Here's an example. I had a friend over, right? And we had two showers. One in the basement, and the basement was converted into like two living rooms and a dining and a kitchen room area and a bathroom, right? Just say it again. This house is fucking huge, right? So, there was a bathroom there, was a bathroom upstairs, right? So it was like, he was just like, yeah, where can I take a shower? She's like, oh yeah, you could, upstairs, right? So I'm downstairs, because downstairs there was like a game room in one of the living rooms. That's where I was, right? And all of a sudden, right, I hear like this like giant crash, right? A couple of seconds later, he just comes fucking flying, right? Flying just with a towel, right? And just like, whoo, jumped 11 staircases, right? All the way downstairs, right? I was like, what the fuck, right? I was just like, because he scared the shit out of me, right? And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, why are you dry? Why is the water still going on upstairs? I can hear it. What the fuck is going on? And he was like, dude. He's like, you don't know what the fuck just happened. I was like, what? Well, tell me. What? He's like, all right, listen, dude. I was taking a shower, right? And you know how, like, you know, your parents have, like, all their shit, like, all the way at the end, right? Because, like, they're, the wall kind of bent, right? Before it got to the ceiling, so you can put shit on top of it, like a shelf, you know? Right? And this is what he was saying. He was fucking, he was washing it, he was taking a shower, right? And he was looking in that direction, right? All of a sudden, the shit just goes directly down. Bam! Crashes, right? And because, like, the door was see-through glass, right? Like, he goes and he turns around, right? And he sees that the door, all these are big Victorian heavy doors, fucking opens wide, right? Slamming against the wall. And then, bam, shuts again. And that's where he, like, fucking, he scampered, like, almost, like, tripping once along his way. Just, like, passed right by the door and flew all the way downstairs. He never wanted to stay in that house when it was just me and him, or just him alone. Always when the fucking family was there. Never. Fucking, in the attic. The attic was, there were two rooms in the attic. One, it was fucking huge, right? And then the other, to the right of the attic. To the left, there was one that was a normal-sized room, and in there was a bathroom with a door, right? That was my room, right? But in the other room was my brother's, both of them, right? Like, they just split the shit, right? But to the farthest right, was my closet. Because there was no closet in the regular room, but there wasn't a bigger one, right? All the way back inside that closet, go through the rack, right? And you bend down, right? There's a fucking door in my closet. There's a fucking door. Right? And you open it, right? Because it was open when we first... Because I discovered it with, like, my friends when I was, like, 11. Right? We open that door, right? And, like, everything is, like, stone, right? And there's a fucking staircase. A staircase, dude. And it's leading down, right? Like, we fucking got, like, a flashlight and shit. And I think we maybe went down for, like, a minute, right? We were scared shitless. Because who the fuck has a staircase in their fucking closet? Because if y'all two have one, tell me, please. Because I like to start, like, an AA group. Fucking, we start going there, right? And my mother, like, finds us, right? And scolds us and tells us to get out, right? And, like, apparently, like, and we had, like, found, like, this, like, weird little blue key and shit. She took it away from us, locked it, right? And then gave it to my stepfather. Apparently, one of my neighbors across the street also has one, right? But it wasn't in a closet. It was in another place. And it's a fucking staircase, again, leading downstairs to somewhere, right? And they just... And not next to him, but like two houses down, another friend, this time in his basement. He had one too that led downstairs somewhere, right? So the parents of the neighborhood just looked for these fucking keys, right? And just took it. Make sure that none of the kids were being mischievous and tried going down or dropping dead in any of these things. Didn't want to know what the fuck it was. Weren't interested. Shut the shit. Never had access to it ever again. It was the weirdest. I've never seen a house built with a fucking, without what I believe is a fucking labyrinth. Inside different portions of the house. So just on top of fucking being haunted, it's I don't know what the, you know, the fucking mole people can be living under my house. For all I know, there's a staircase. To save it for other episodes, when I was pissed when we moved, because like I said, scared, but I love the house, right? I didn't move to Jersey until like 2 years later, right? So like I got my own place, and one day when I was passing by the house, because I had to pass by the house in order to get to work, right? The new homeowners were tending to the lawn, right? And like my stepfather's like one of those grass people where like he pays attention to the grass more than he does his own well-being, so it's like fucking perfect. The guy wanted to know, like he stopped me, right? He's like, oh hey, how you doing, blah blah blah, right? And he's just like, I have two questions, right? I was like, yeah, shoot, whatever, right? Because I didn't give a shit about my job, so I didn't care if I was late. He was just like, how do you know how your father, how your stepfather got the grass, you know, to be that green? I was like, no. I was like, I'm, you know, I don't pay attention to that type of stuff, right? I know that he watered it this many times a week, if that helps, right? And then like, as I was about to go, right, he's just like, oh yeah, this is gonna sound a little strange. He's like, but did strange things ever happen to you in this house? I was like, excuse me, right? He's just like, did you know strange things that you can't explain happen in the house? Like what? He's just like, well, you know, I was working on my daughter's frame, right? And I had a screwdriver, and I had heard a noise coming in the living room, because there's a door, the front door to the house, and you have to pass through the living room, right? And there are two doors, right? Because there was no mailbox. It was kind of like you have to put it, there was like a flap, you go through the door, right? You have to open the first door, right? And then in the second door, you open the metal flap and you put the mail in, right? And in order to get to that door from the inside, you have to go through another door, right? So in total, there are three. One from the inside of the living room, then the heavy door, then the kind of like the fancy screen door, right? Anyway, he said he was working on the frame, and he heard noise coming from the living room. He was totally alone, right? Because every other family member was out, right? He stood up, went to go check the mail, because what he thought was the mail. And I've had that shit, like, I was smiling when he was telling me that, because it wouldn't, I had that shit happen to me plenty of times where I thought it was the mailman, right? And he went in there, right? And there was nothing there, because he didn't know what time the mailman came. The mailman comes around 12, right? And he came, there was nothing there, totally empty, right? Walked back, proceeded to do his work, his screwdriver was gone. Looked for it all day, everywhere, tore apart the area in the house, couldn't find it for shit, right? Decided maybe he did lose it, right? Later that day, bam, it was right there, right? And he says that it's starting to happen more frequent where he just, like, turns around and his shit is gone. And then it'll just reappear in different places where he left it, but he never moved it. He's just like, sometimes I think that I, like, he's telling me, he's like, sometimes I think I'm just getting too tired from the move, you know? And I'm just moving stuff without knowing, you know what I mean? I was just like, yeah. He's like, so, yeah, this type of stuff happened to you? I was like, no, I was like, you're probably just tired. I was like, you know, after you finish moving in, you should be fine. He's like, oh, he's like, yeah, yeah. He's like, you're probably right. I was like, all right, take it easy. And I walked away. I think I'm such a jerk.
Fuck, you got that asshole.
They could have been killed.
That house is completely haunted.
like, this house is by Satan, you're okay, you're good. Cool.
Like, you and I, we'll tell more stories in another episode. But, like, yeah, just... That, oh man, that house, man. Till this day, I want to know why that original family moved. No reason. Big, plenty of space. I still, like, in the bottom of my heart, I honestly think that they moved because they were scared.
Yeah.
I wouldn't blame.
That's fucking creepy. Like, well, by comparison, my second house. Fucking Pee-wee's Playhouse.
But, oh no, this is the house that they put in fucking movies. So just...
Yeah, but this is a creepy ass house. I mean, even by looks, it was a creepy ass house. Like, it wasn't painted at all. Like the wood, the outside the house, it was the color of wood. Yeah, so it was just dark. It was a dark house. It was set back in the woods.
What the fuck are you? Are you in the Evil Dead house?
Yeah, I was in the fucking Evil Dead house. yeah, it was a glorified cabin. It was just with two floors in the basement.
Glorified cabin.
Yeah, the glorified cabin with two floors in the basement and one scary ass shed. So, this house is the reason I have a fear of flashlights. Now, not the object itself. Give me a flashlight. I'm not gonna shit my pants or anything. It's
okay. I was about to
being,
say.
Yeah, being alone in the dark with a flashlight scares the shit out of me.
Out of all the fucked up things you watch and say and do, the fucking flashlight in the dark is what scares you?
Yeah.
That's like fucking like, Freddy being afraid of a flower.
Like, it's like, I kill people in their dreams, but fucking flowers, man.
Just give me the creeps. Hydrangeas, they're so scary.
Dead the lion.
You hear that?
But, no, but like, ah, oh, God, like, I hate the dark. Ever since I was a kid, I hate it.
Do you still do?
Yeah, like, the dark creeps me the fuck out. And,
so how do you sleep?
Well, I don't mind it so much while I'm sleeping, but, like, if I'm in the house and the power goes out, I get creeped the fuck out. Or if I'm in, like, a darkly lit hallway and the power goes out and it's, like, pitch black and everything. In my room, though, I have, like, I always have some form of light. Like, I have an iPod player and everything, and that's got, you know, light coming out of it 24/7. So it's not always in completely dark. Plus, I have this nice little moonshine that comes right by the window that's right by my head. So I'm never completely in darkness. And plus, there's a street light, like, right outside my window. So thank God I don't live in that damn woods anymore. But,
you'd be so fucked.
Yeah, but the dark is, ever since I was a kid, I was deathly afraid of the dark. Now I'm not, like, deathly afraid of it, it just creeps me the fuck out. But I don't know, what creeps me out more, like, almost terrifies me, being in the dark with a flashlight. I don't know what it is, but have you ever been, like, you know, like, has the power ever been out in your house and you're in, like, this long-ass hallway, and you have a fucking flashlight, and you've been creeped out?
Not particular, but the power has gone out in my house, which is worse than a hallway. and I've been there without a flashlight.
Yeah, well, with a flashlight, I always get the feeling I'm gonna see a ghost, like, caught in the beam of the flashlight, and it's gonna kill me. Or, like, a serial killer or something. That's always the thing I have. That's why I freaking hate flashlights. You know, I'm not afraid of the object itself. Being in the fucking dark, because when I was in my second house, right, and again, this was a dark house, like, we had lights on 24/7, because even in the day, like, we had this hallway, and I had to go up the, like, these stairs that always creeped me out. Again, it's like the stairs in your house, because whenever I would go up them, I got that, like, the hairs on the back of my neck would stand up, like, I got that feeling, like, I was being watched, which, again, this is why I like my new house, no stairs. It gets better. Once you get up the stairs, there's a creepy-ass, darkly lit hallway that I have to go through every time I go into my room. This annoys the hell out of me, because I fucking hate that hallway. This hallway, shit, it would be in broad daylight. You need to have the lights on in that goddamn hallway. It would be broad daylight. And if the lights weren't on, it would be dark in that hallway. Broad fucking daylight. So, you know. So, like, one night, we heard the power was gonna go out, so my parents all handed me and my brothers, like, flashlights and everything. So, one night, the power, as it turns out, did go out. And so we decided all, like, to meet downstairs and everything. I grabbed my flashlight, turned it on, went out in the hall. Never have I, A, walked so slowly, and B, been so terrified. Well, except this one time where I got a spider on me. Fucking hate spiders. Yeah, that's another thing. We had spiders in the house. Yay. So, because of that one time, I realized that I have a legitimate fear of being stuck in a dark hallway with a flashlight. I don't even think there's a medical name for that fear. I don't even think that's official.
No. Don't ever say that it's not official. You would be amazed at the stupid shit that has an official name.
Odontophobia is the fear of teeth.
No. You know, there's
also a fear of being...
There's a phobia of having a phobia.
Yes, now that's... I knew about that shit too. My girlfriend's phobia is the thing that gets me.
I can't.
All right, she has two of them, right? She's afraid of clowns. Okay, that one is standard. I
hate clowns.
That what?
I hate clowns.
Yeah. So like, that's why I love the fact that I'm able to dress up as a Joker one more time because I have the makeup and shit. I terrified the fuck out of her. Let's put a smile on that face. Oh, she was so pissed. the second one is, now bear with me now, it is fucking real. I always made fun of her until one day she showed me this shit. There's a medical name for it. She is afraid of gnomes. Of gnomes! Gnomes! As in garden gnomes. That's what
like garden gnomes? Or like the mythical being gnomes?
No, yeah, like fucking garden gnomes. Yeah, like she can't watch something like Romeo and Juliet. It would scare the fuck out of her.
Well, good luck to her. That movie was shit.
Like every.
I love to have a medical excuse not to watch that movie.
Like one day I was at her house. I was watching TV and fucking the Travelocity commercial came on and I called her back. I was like,
I love that guy.
I was like, babe, there's a commercial for Doctor Who because she loves Doctor Who. I was like, for the 10th Doctor or whatever, right? And she just runs in and it's like the Travelocity Nova. She screams.
I fucking love that. No, I don't know what it is.
Because he's awesome. We were also walking down the street and I knew that it was full of gnomes. I got slapped and punched for the entire road, but it was hilarious.
No, I've heard of an even more ridiculous fear.
What?
I forget, there's a medical name for this. I forget what the name is, but there is a medical fear for, medical name for this. The fear of being watched by a duck. Like, there is a fear that a duck is constantly watching you.
What?
Yeah, that's an actual fear. There are people that are afraid that a duck is watching them all the time.
So wait a minute, they're not afraid of the actual animal so much as they're afraid of being watched by that animal?
Yeah, or like that a duck is always watching them. So like, yeah. No other animal. Like, it doesn't apply to geese, it doesn't apply to pigeons, it doesn't apply to a damn albatross. It's a fucking duck.
That is a first. I thought the gnome was bad.
Yeah. So, but what do you think about it? It's creepy. Just walk around your house and picture that a duck is watching you. You can just turn around. There might be a duck there.
It's the one
actually,
from.
No, that's kind of cute. I like ducks.
It's the one from Hot Fuzz.
Yeah, exactly. It's that duck. Fucking duck.
Good duck. Bam. Alright, so I guess we'll continue our personal hauntings on the next episode. With that said, check out our content on the evil website known as YouTube.com. Spidey2064, 2065, Fred D, that guy over there, without the E, because these are overrated, or Deadite17. Do you even use that channel anymore?
Sometimes.
And Jester HopperPot1 for all your Stone Horror Critic needs. See, I said it right the first time. Check out our stuff at webofcinema.com. We are also in association with 4wearemany.com. Become part of Legion. Check out Ethan and his overwhelmingly sexiness at Digital Fix Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and all of our awesomeness on webofcinema.com. Till next time, hopefully we'll be back in less than a year. I'm Spidey.
Fred.
Yes, Fred, it's your turn.
Oh, I thought we just blanked out for a minute.
No.
I'm Fred.
For the love of God. And we'll catch you next time.
I thought I was going last, though.